Emotion, then it's chronic emotion, then it's physical sensation, then it's physical discomfort. In time, it can be physical illness or physical trucks running over you, things like that. In other words, the longer you hold yourself in vibrational discord with who you really are, the more vivid the discord becomes, the more apparent your discord becomes. So, as we are moving forward in these days that are before us, it is our powerful desire that you will begin acknowledging to yourself, you don't have to say it to others, sometimes your clarity freaks them out if they're not ready for it. We think it's a good idea if you allow the other people on this ship their own experience and don't try to suck them in. If someone says to you, "What are you guys doing in there?" say to them, "I don't really know." If someone says to you, "What are you doing in there?" say, "I'm just coming into an awareness that my life can be wonderful, and I'm just in the process of figuring out how to make it more wonderful every day." And then say to them, "Like you, look at you here on this boat. That's what you're doing too, right?" In other words, the more you visit with others, the more you will understand that some of them are on the leading edge, some of them aren't. Some of them want to be on the leading edge, some of them right now don't. And as you just allow them to have their happy cruising experience, we expect that if you look around, you'll notice that you don't have to come to a seminar like this to have a joining of you and you. You could be in an attitude of appreciation and be tuned in, tapped in, turned on. You don't have to wrestle yourself or someone else to the ground, pointing out what you're doing wrong. You don't have to figure out where you went wrong. You don't have to retrace your steps through your past and figure out what turns you should have taken differently. There's not one turn that you should have taken differently. All of your power is right here and now, and theirs is too. And so, as teachers and livers of deliberate creation, as understanders of the power of the universe, as you are recognizing that well-being is the dominant stream that flows, in fact, the only stream that flows, and that you can allow yourself to flow with it, or you can pull against it a bit, and as you recognize that choice in this moment, you can tell whether you're in this moment pulling against that current of well-being or whether you're flowing with that current of well-being. As you begin to recognize that emotions that feel relief, emotions that feel a little better than the emotion that you were feeling before, will always take you in the direction of the closing of that gap between you and you. Do you think you have a pretty good picture of these two vibrational perspectives? Do you understand that you are eternal and that you are physical and that the goal is to be both at the same time? Do you understand that the goal is to be a perfect vibrational match to the source that is within you? And did we make it clear the source within you is not going to join you in your negative thoughts? Did we make it clear that if you feel negative emotion or if you are sick or if something is not going your way, it is not because you are unworthy, it's because you have chosen a vibration that is simply disallowing it? And this is the last thing that we want to be very clear about before we move forward and open it to questions. Do you understand that the source within you is living the fullness of everything that you want? Do you understand that the prosperity that you seek and the well-being that you seek and the clarity that you seek and the health that you seek and the relationships that you seek and the good feeling moments that you seek, the elation that you seek, the clarity and the passion, the knowing that you seek, that the source within you, the inner being that is you, is already living all of that? And do you know that that stuff that you want, that you feel that you don't have, the source within you is living now fully, and do you know is living it fully because of the life that you have lived? In other words, you caused the source within you to expand, and the only reason that you feel any negative emotion is because you're not letting yourself keep up with that expansion. If your life didn't cause you to want something, and you didn't go in the direction of something that you didn't want, you would feel no negative emotion. If someone called you on the telephone and said, "Hello, you don't know me. I'm just calling to tell you I will never call you again." You would say, "Okay, that will be just fine with me."